Hello and welcome to Streatham Vale Baptist Church's Advent Reflections. It is the second week of Advent, and I'm going to talk about something that we need so much at the moment, and that is hope. This Christmas, more than normal, we need to know hope. God is a God of hope, and he longs to give us that hope. Not a wishy-washy hope that is nothing more than a vague optimism. No, God wants us to know his promise of hope, a powerful, vibrant hope. This has been an incredibly difficult and challenging year. As we look back over the year, many might find it difficult to find anything to be joyful or hopeful about. As we look back, we remember those who have died or suffered illness and injury. We think of those who have suffered financially, and we have all been touched by isolation and distance from our loved ones. Life has been a real struggle this year. It might feel for many people that God has been silent or absent for most of this year. Perhaps you have been crying out to God for him to intervene in our world, or perhaps you have felt like ignoring God, as it has felt like he is ignoring us. But I want to encourage you to have faith and courage to continue to trust and believe in God. And we can have this faith because God has shown us throughout history and throughout our own lives that he is a loving, just and merciful God. He is not absent when we are in distress. God does not remain silent when we cry out to him. He wants his kingdom to come on the earth as it is in heaven. He wants us to know justice, peace, and hope. God has brought people out of deep darkness before, and he continues to do so now. The Israelites in Isaiah's time certainly knew great darkness and fear. In Isaiah 8:21-22, we are told that the Jewish people were desperate. Isaiah spoke about them saying, "Distressed and hungry, they will roam through the land. When they are famished, they will become enraged, and looking upwards, they will curse their king and their God. Then they will look towards the earth and see only distress and darkness and fearful gloom, and they will be thrust into utter darkness." Reading that verse, it would be easy to fall into despair and disillusionment. I can imagine the Jewish people crying out, asking, "Where is God in this awful situation?" And I wonder if many of us are feeling like that at the moment. We're feeling that there is only utter darkness and distress, and we're asking, "Where is God at this moment?" But Isaiah continues his prophecy with words that will probably be familiar to most of us, words that speak of hope, rescue, and joy. In Isaiah 9, verses 1 to 7, he continues, "Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honour Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressors. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. What wonderful, powerful words of joy and hope. This promise is amazing. But when we are walking in times of darkness, it might sometimes feel like we can't trust that we will see this light in the darkness. We might be tempted to wonder how this centuries-old prophecy is relevant to our times, our lives, and how it can possibly speak hope, light, and truth to us in the dark circumstances that we live in. But this promise is important. It is important because it is the prophecy that foretold the birth of Jesus Christ, who came as a great light to dawn on those living in darkness. Jesus came as a little child, coming into the world he created, coming as a fragile, vulnerable child, born to a young peasant woman. And yet he also came as the light of the world. Jesus came as light, not just to a few select people, not just to the Jewish people, not just to the church, not just to Israel and the surrounding countries, not to England or to anywhere else exclusively. No, Jesus came as light of the whole world. Light that comes to overcome the darkness throughout the whole earth. Jesus' coming brought a foretaste of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom that is spoken about in these words from Isaiah. It is a world where the tools that are used to oppress are broken. The bonds that enslave people will be shattered. Jesus is the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. His rule is one of justice, peace and righteousness. And as we look at the world around us at the moment and see the chaos and the sadness, the oppression and fear, let us also look to God with hope and joy as we turn to him to free us from the pain. During this Advent season, choose to trust in the promises of God and hold on to the hope that he has given us. When we walk through the shadows, it can be hard to remember to trust in Jesus, the light of the world. But Jesus is also Emmanuel. He is God with us. God is with us in every situation through the Holy Spirit. God is with us through this pandemic. God is with us through heartbreak and mourning and grief. God is with us through economic distress. God is with us. And we can hold on to this knowledge that God is with us when times are tough, and we can trust in God to get us through. In a similar way to the people in Isaiah's times, we are also living in dark times, but we can look to the promises of God to help us hold on to hope. So will we trust God to be our great light in these dark times? Will we hold out the hope of Jesus to help light up our world and the world for other people? Will we speak God's truth of hope and light into the lives of all those who we meet, whether that's in person or virtually or through whichever other communication method? Will we trust that God is truly with us and that he wants us to know his kingdom of love and justice and peace and hope and joy? Will we choose to hope and to trust in Jesus this Christmas? Let us pray. Wonderful Counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we come to you and we recognize that you are our hope. You are the only way we can have hope in this world. And so, Lord, we pray that you would shine your light in this world so powerfully that everyone might see it. Because, Lord, we truly are living in dark and difficult times, and we need to know your light. We need to know your hope. And so, God, I pray that we would hold on to you, that we would cling to you as we navigate these difficult times. Let us truly hold on to you so that we can have that hope that is beyond all understanding. Lord, as we go into this new week, I pray that you would be holding us as we hold on to you, and that you would give us hope as we continue on with you. Amen. It is the second week of Advent, and that means we need to light two Advent candles. We think about Advent and we think about Jesus coming as the light of the world, and we have these candles that signify that light being entered into our hearts and entered into this world. And so I'm going to light two of the candles. Let's pray again. Jesus, light of the world, light up our darkness. Bring us relief from the incessant darkness that seems to want to take over and take control. We know that you came and you conquered that darkness. And so we pray, Lord, that you would help us to have your light in our lives, in our hearts, in our minds, and that we would share your light with all of those that we come into contact with. In your holy name we pray. Amen. I hope all goes well for you this week, and I hope that you stay safe and stay well. And I pray that you would know God's blessing throughout this week, resting with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.